Now, I want you to turn, if you will, to the 119th Psalm for a moment. And I want you to listen very carefully to these passages of Scripture because they're so very important. And anyone who is going to learn to walk in wisdom certainly needs to take heed to this. You want to walk in a way that when you come to decision, you know that you have the mind of God. You know how He thinks about it. Why? Because you went to the source book and you put the truth into your mind. Now think about this for a moment before we hit that Scripture. All of us in our minds, we have a grid on our brain, on our mind, so that all the things that we've been taught down through the years and the principles and so forth, the habits we form, they're there. So when some information comes our way, it goes to that grid. And so depending upon what you've been taught, your philosophy of life, your whole approach to life, it's going to be influenced. That is, when that information or when that idea hits your grid, it gets influenced by what's on the grid. So now think about this for a moment. You wonder why the folks out there in advertisement and the commercials that you see, why is it that you watch some program on television, maybe one of your favorite programs, and just at some tense moment when they're just about ready to tell you what happens, they shut it down and the next thing is the advertisement. Why? They want to catch you at a pivotal moment when you are listening very carefully and you're intent on what's going to happen. They hit you with an advertisement. Well, let me ask you, how many times they advertise it in a given hour or 2 hours or so? In fact, most of the time it's 8 minutes advertisements and what, 12 minutes of a movie or whatever it might be. Why do they keep saying the same thing over and over and over and over and over? Why? Here's the reason they do. Because they know that you're sitting there with your brain wide open. You've been watching this program and you're just taking it all in. So what happens is they just keep pouring into your mind why you ought to buy it, why you ought to have it, why you ought to wear it, where you ought to live it, why you ought to eat it, why you ought to drink it. And what do? They advertise their beer with a taste. They show all these people having this wonderful, wonderful time. You know what they're doing? Infiltrating your mind with what they believe is absolutely essential to convince you and persuade you to do what they want you to do, and they'll pay $1 million a minute for it. That's how effective it is. And so think about this. You think about how many hours the average Christian, as well as a person who's not a Christian, listens and watches all this. Now, I'm not opposed to TV. Naturally, I'm not. But you have to be careful what you're watching. What you have to ask is, what are they doing to my thinking? Here's what they're doing. They're convincing and persuading you in every way possible why you ought to have this. Now, you think about this for a moment. When it comes to our children, our grandchildren, they see something on the television. What do? Oh, when they get through absolutely humanizing these inanimate objects that they can walk and talk and fight and whatever you call, and then they come to Gramps and say, Gramps, would you like to give me so-and-so? Well, naturally I would. What is it? I mean, naturally, that's the way Gramps are. And so naturally you want to do it. What have they done? They've gotten to us through the children. Because the kids watch all this, because so-and-so's got one, they got to have one. So they will sell millions and millions of dollars, billions of dollars worth of toys. Why? They get to the parents through the children. They convince and persuade them, if you really want to have fun and you want to be equal to your peers, you got to have one of these. The only problem is the toys keep increasing in price. That's the problem. I mean, they keep going up and up. What are they doing? They're very successful at it. Extremely successful. So you think about this. If you watch TV, you get it every day, every night. You listen to the radio, you get it every day, every night. Let me ask you a question. How many times a day or night do you get the Word of God? So they, you see, it's day in and day out and day in and day out, filling our minds, filling our thinking. You know what they're doing? Plastering our grid. This is why God's people must meditate upon His Word daily. Because what we're doing is we're putting into our grid biblical truth. We're putting into our grid system principles of Scripture so that when we get those principles etched in our mind and our thinking, then when this kind of thing comes along or something that is not right, something that is unwise, it may not be something that's bad, but it may be something that God doesn't want in your life, or maybe it's something that He does want. When it hits your grid, which is holy, which is righteous, which is godly, which is pure, which is biblical, which is scriptural, which is from God, the wisdom of God, what happens? You and I are able to spot in just a second, that doesn't belong in my life, that's not what God wants, that's unwise for me. But you think about the people who sit and listen, sit and watch day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year, night after night, night after night, night after night, and their minds are just open, and what are they doing? Then we wonder why they don't think godly. I'll tell you why they don't think godly, because you can't have a bad grid and think right. That's the reason. So meditating upon God's Word. Now, with that in mind, listen to this passage.